Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And a man who knows all about having horses ready for big races, Gary Portelli. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Cozzy.
Mate, it's exciting for someone like Bernie. He's won the provincial championship and all of a sudden he's got a horse that, $11 pop on the Kosciuszko, and it's such a thrill. These races are brilliant, aren't they?
Oh, fantastic, mate. It's, it just gives people something extra to get out of bed in the morning when it's cold this time of year, and, you know, the dream of winning that big race, it's something you can't put a price on, you know. I know there's a lot of punters out there listening and what have you now, and I've never owned a racehorse, and I tell you now, owning a racehorse takes racing to another level.
Yep, and it's funny saying to James Harrod, he said the sitting and waiting, we mentioned about how you'd think the Everest is going to be running the dry track, turns out it's a wet one. Golden Slipper Day, you know all about that. You're nearly going to pull the pin. Rack the queue.
I don't think I was pulled the pin, but I was just, worried we were going to do the wrong thing by the horse starting on such a bad track. But as it turned out, she'd never been on, well, she'd been beaten actually a fortnight earlier on a heavy track at Randwick, which obviously took a bit of the confidence away from us. But, she swam through it. And if the old saying, if you're not in it, you can't win it.
Exactly. Now, today you got a few nice runners. Individualist in the first today, Gosford. Only had the one run. A little bit slow away the other day.
Yeah, look, he went terrible on that heavy track. That's what I'm putting it down to. He's a better horse than that. So we're hoping on top of the ground, up to the mile, slower tempo, so he can get into a rhythm. And he's a really nice horse going forward. I think he's going to be a really nice three-year-old for us. So, I think he'll run well. And it's just, it's hard to be confident after they've gone so bad when you thought they were going to run well. So, Sammy Clemson rode him at Hawkesbury and said his wheels were spinning. From 1,000 onwards, he just felt terrible, and we've just got to put that behind us. So hopefully he runs well today.
All right. Now, you've got nice, not a single doubt filly in First Lady going around the second. Ultra consistent this time in and stepped up, ran home nicely the other day at Nowra. I came from back near second last.
Yeah, look, she's been a work in progress. She sort of didn't show a real lot the first couple of preps, and we're starting to lose a bit of faith in her. But this preparation, she's come up really well. I've been racing her in the bush, though, so just getting her confidence. But, geez, the way she's been hitting the line, you'd have to say that she deserves a go at provincial class now, and we'll see how she goes today.
Manhattan Marvel, the two-year-old, ran a couple of nice races. The first prep came out the other day at Nowra, and you ran on the heavy 10. What was the wrap-up after that?
Yeah, another one that didn't handle the heavy track, so we're hoping to see him put his best foot forward today. His first three runs, he ran fourth at Canberra, Wyong, and I'm just not sure the other run where he ran fourth, but they were good runs, not beaten far, and top of the ground today. We're hoping to see some improvement.
Yeah, well, there was Wyong and Gosford, the first two there, so today expect a little more for him. Manhattan Marvel is going around in the fourth. You scratch Ruby Tuesday. She Smart goes around in race six today, and Sammy Clinton, you're using her a bit of late, and she's flying, Sammy.
Yeah, she is a great rider. This filly's got a lot of ability. She's quite fast. The first start, she led, and she shied at some cars that were parked inside the track there at Kembla, and she just basically shied and just kept running to the outside, and you forget she went round, decided to give her a spell, and she's come back and trialled really well on the pro ride at Warwick Farm. Might be just one run short, but hopefully she'll just get across and get a nice run, and she's an each way chance at good odds.
You had an interesting day today, haven't you? Because you got a couple who didn't handle their last runs. You got that filly who shied, so it's a bit like a licorice all sorts for you today.
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. You sort of go there hoping for the best, but at least they're going to get their chances today. We're starting to get better tracks now with this wind. So there'll be no excuses today.
What's your pick of them, Gary? Can you sort one out?
I really like the horse in the first, to tell you the truth. I like Individualist. I think he's he does things at track work you would suggest to be a really nice horse, but just another one coming off that real bad track and went so bad it's hard to sort of be confident. But I'm hoping out of the horses there that he's got that potential to be something nice, particularly if he gets past a mile to 2,000 metres as a three-year-old.
All right. Well, look, all the best. Good luck today. Let's hope there's at least one winner there for you, guys.
Thanks very much.